name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salam.
Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And during this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Sunday, is the 23rd of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, and corresponding to the 24th of Urdibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining with today's special. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Nisa, verse 81. And then, of course, we speak shortly about its importance.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويقولون طاعة فإذا برزوا من عندك بيت طائفة منهم غير الذي تقول والله يكتب ما يبيتون فأعرض عنهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا.
And they say, we pledge obedience. But when they leave you, a group of them spend the night determining to do other than what you say. But Allah records what they plan by night. So leave them alone and rely upon Allah. And sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran has pointed to the situation of some hypocrites. It says that when they come beside the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, they harmonize with others and express that they obey the command of the Holy Prophet. But when they go out from the presence of the Prophet, they neglect their promises, and in their night meetings, they make some decisions against the Holy Prophet. Yet Allah commands His Messenger to turn aside from them with no fear. He's ordered not to rely on them in His affairs, but to trust only in Allah, who is the best assisting helper and the protector.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I? When I have you, to doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
On the continuation of today's special, and in this episode, we speak about how to talk to Allah. In Salah, you are conversing with your Lord. As you talk to Him, He responds to you. Being mindful of this will increase your humbleness in Salah. The Messenger of Allah said, indeed, when one of you stands to pray, he stands up and privately converses with his Lord. Therefore, he should be careful in how he converses with Him. Salah, or prayer, is our chance to privately converse with our Lord, our Master, and our Creator. Imagine this. Each time you read an ayah from the Holy Quran, Allah responds to you. Through you may be a weak, sinful, and broken slave. And broken servant, Allah listens to you. Not only does He listen, but He responds. Continuous awareness of Allah being present, listening, and responding will increase your humbleness in salah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. That does God really hear us, and why does God sometimes not answer our prayers? This is an important question that we want to answer today. In our narrations, we have certain etiquettes for prayers, starting with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Bismillah. Having ablution or wudu and facing the qibla, having presence of the heart, being in a holy place such as a mosque, and before starting our request, we should invoke the Lord with the attributes and divine names, saying 10 times, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, stating some of the blessings that have been granted. Be thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending our divine blessings to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is reciting salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, and blessings to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure progeny, confessing to our own shortcomings and seeking forgiveness. We then state our needs in between two divine blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure progeny, and then remain hopeful. Do we have unrealistic expectations in our prayers, and have we fulfilled our own duties?
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Today's special looks at acts of worship when you can't pray. Okay, recite the Holy Quran. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his family said, whoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah, he will be credited with a good deed, and a good deed gets a tenfold reward. He did not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, but Alif is a letter, Lam is letter, and Mim is a letter. Motivate yourself to read more Quran by visualizing the endless reward you're gaining by reading even just one line. Do you find it difficult to recite the Holy Quran? The Prophet of Islam said, the one who is proficient in the recitation of the Quran will be with the honorable and obedient scribes that are angels, while the one who recites the Quran and finds it difficult to recite, doing his best to recite it in the best way possible, will have double reward. Ask you this question, how can Muslims communicate with Allah? What will be your answer? Come here. Man is in communication with his environment throughout his life. The communication that starts with her parents from the moment he starts to notice her surroundings develops further as she grows. He lives in constant communication with his family at home, with the school, and with the congregation at the mosque. The communication need of man is related to the need to live, because thanks to its communication power, it can inform other people about its needs or understand the needs of others, and thus it can survive. Communication skill is a great blessing that Almighty Allah has given people. Human communication does not only cover the social environment. Human beings have the ability to communicate with the Creator as a feature different from other living things. It performs this communication through prayer and worship.
And Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah gives an example of someone who's going in an elevated place in the sky. The higher you go, you see that there's no more oxygen. You can't breathe. This is what being disconnected with Allah does to our souls. When we're disconnected from Allah, when we don't have God in our lives, we will live a lifestyle of loneliness. We will live all alone. We feel that we are disconnected. And this is the most dangerous thing that could happen to an individual. So the only way to recover, the only way to feel connected with Allah, the only way to feel a sense of comfort, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, the only way to have our hearts be comforted is to reconnect with our Lord. The one who knows me, the one who has given me everything that I have, the one who has always been there for me. Nothing else in this life will help us if God is not in our life. That's it. The day of judgment, no matter how much money you go with, no matter how much you've done, if you don't have God in your life, nothing will help you. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing. Who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder today on how to dress in public, as expounded to us by the embodiment of dignity, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. He whose dress is chosen by knowledge will have his defects screened from the people. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about dua and supplication, and it is an allusion to one of the etiquettes of making dua. And that is that we should, when we make dua and supplicate to God, we should supplicate for everybody. You know, supplication is one of the beautiful qualities and traits of the believer. This is one of the topics which the Quran has mentioned in many places. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following. Say, what store my Lord would set by you were it not for your supplication? But you impugned me and my advice, so that will continue to haunt you. And the very famous verse in the Holy Quran says, your Lord has said, call me and I will hear your supplications. Indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter hell in utter humility. Of course, you know, supplication and dua, it has its own conditions and it has its own etiquettes. One of the etiquettes of making dua and supplication is that when we supplicate, we should supplicate and pray for everyone. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, when someone supplicates, he should pray for everyone, for it renders his supplication more conducive to being answered. Meaning, when you pray for everybody, well, maybe it's possible that, you know, if you pray for yourself, you might not be deserving of being answered in your prayers. But when you supplicate for everybody, you know, out of those people, there are going to be some people who, you know, who God loves and he wishes to bestow his mercy upon. By virtue and by the grace of those people, it's possible that you might be also shown mercy. In continuation, the Holy Prophet Muhammad said, "And whoever precedes 40 from amongst his brothers in supplication before supplicating for himself," meaning if you pray, when you pray and you pray for 40 people before you actually pray for yourself, the Prophet says, his supplication for them as well as himself will duly be answered. This is also actually a sign of the humility of a person, that he's putting people before himself, even in his supplications. You know, this is a way of being unselfish, even in your supplications. And when we do this, you know, and because of this, it renders our supplications more capable of being answered and fulfilled by God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at one of the etiquettes of supplication, in that we should supplicate for everybody when we pray, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Inshallah, today we'll again work on practical tajweed rules, okay? On Surah Ali Imran, inshallah. So today, the verses that we'll talk about will be verse number 104 and 105 in Surah Ali Imran, page
63.
So brothers and sisters, please open up the Quran and turn to page 63. Ayah 104 and 105. Let's everybody listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Nice recitation, alhamdulillah. So we will have a quick and a short explanation, then we'll move on to the main part of our class, the tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
So, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 104, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Next ayah, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ
عَظِيمٌ.
أَحْسَنْتُمْ. So, what does Allah Almighty say? Allah Almighty says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. There has to be a nation among you. Okay, a nation or a group of people among you. Who, what should they do? يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Summoning to the good. Inviting people to the good. Alright?
Yes.
وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And bidding what is right. Commanding people, inviting people to do good things. أمر بالمعروف. Right?
Yes.
وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And forbidding what is wrong. Right? And preventing or stopping people from doing bad things. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلُحُونَ. It is they who are the felicitous, okay? The people who are prosperous. The happy people. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ. And then Allah says, Allah Almighty says, do not be like those who became divided. كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Became divided or divided into different groups, sects, okay? وَاخْتَلَفُوا and differed after manifest signs مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Okay? It means keep yourself unified, united. Yes? Do not be like those who are ununited. Because disunity, okay, just brings what? Brings what? Misery. Brings problems, troubles to the society, to the community. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For such, there will be a great punishment. For such people, okay? Which type of people? Those who do not care about unity, right? So the punishment, of course, they will see the results in this world as well. Yeah, they will be having a lot of troubles, a lot of problems, war between the nations, yes? Different groups of people, if they don't care about each other, they don't respect each other. So, yeah, a lot of problems will be there in the community. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. So that's all. I want you, inshallah, to refer to the Tafasir books for more, because there are a lot of things to learn. Now we'll mention some important tajweed rules, and Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir will practice, inshallah. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with, let's recite the Quran.
So, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ Without tajweed, I'm reading. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Let's mention the important tajweed rules. وَلْتَكُنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ And, you know, if we have a nun sakin or a tanween, we better pay attention to
the rules.
The rules, okay? We have to apply the rules. Now, nun sakin, if we have, after nun sakin, the next thing we do is that you have to look for the next letter after the nun sakin or the tanween, right?
Yes.
And whenever you find it, whenever you found the letter after it, match it with one of those four rules that you had. Yes, four rules. Whether it will be ikhfa, idgham, ighlab, or
idhar.
So now, wal takun nun sakin plus mim.
Idgham.
Right? Idgham for sure. Idgham. So you merge them. Wal takun. Yes, you merge nun to mim with mim, and yeah, prolong it for two beats.
Yes.
Also a nasal sound, ghunna. وَلْتَكُمْ Next one. مِنْكُمْ Again, مِنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ Plus كَاف
إِخْفَاء
Now, yeah, كَاف matches the rest of the letters, the group of the rest of the letters.
Yes.
So إِخْفَاء You better... What do you do?
Hide the sound.
Hide the sound of نُنْ مِنْكُمْ So, repeat after me. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ
أحسنتم One is إدغام The other one is إخفاء hiding Now أمتن Again تنوين After تنوين What is the next letter?
Yeah.
So it matches
إدغام
يرملون letters With nasal sound also خنة So let's merge them أمتوي توي Right? And also the ميم itself has a تشديد So A ghunna sound, yes?
Yes.
Ummatui. Read it.
Ummatui.
Ahsantum. Now, yad'una. Whenever the dal is sakin, there is a rule applied.
Qalqala.
Qalqala. And four more letters. Ta, ba, jiman.
Jiman. Dal.
Qaf.
Qutbujat.
Dal is here. So you echo that sound. Read them with an echoing sound, yes? How do you read it, Hussein? Ummatui.
Ummatui yad'oon.
Ahsan. Yad'oon. Ila al-khayri. Pay attention to the kha. Khayri. Wa ya'muruna bil-ma'rufi. The letter ayn. Wa yanhawna. Yanhawna nun sakin ha plus ha. It's idhar. Literally, you don't... You don't change anything, just read it, clearly read it, yes? يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ Munkar, the same as the other one. مِنْكُمْ They're the same, إِخْفَى وَأُولَٰئِكَ The mad is wajib here. We have mentioned it many times.
Yes.
هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ حَى Pay attention. And وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا There is no special tajweed rule, only the letter ra, qaf, and thal, pronounce them correctly. وَاخْتَلَفُوا خَا مِنْ بَعْدِ نُن ساكين plus ba.
إقلاب.
Ba matches إقلاب, yes. So you better what?
Change.
Change what to what?
Nun sound to meme.
To half meme sound, meme. But is it a complete meme sound?
No, half.
Hidden meme sound, yes?
Half,
Hide
yes.
the meme.
Hidden, half.
Yeah. Meme, instead of saying meme, the letter meme. Say meme, halfly. Yes? Meme, ba'adi. Right?
Yes.
Meme, ba'adi. That's it. Ma'ja'a, mad, wajib. Ahumul bayinat. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. There is no rule. Yes, عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. So, clearly say it. Okay, that's it. Now, we mentioned the important tajweed rules. Let me recite. Make sure you repeat after me, okay?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, please recite, inshallah, after us. Practice. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر.
ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر.
أحسنت. منكر. وأولئك هم المفلحون.
وأولئك هم المفلحون.
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات.
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات.
وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. That's it. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So, Alhamdulillah, we finished this session. Make sure, inshallah, you practice well. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools, Networks and Brothers here. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Dear listeners, in the previous episodes, we mentioned that this structure of the supplication of Kumail consists of three stages. The first stage acts like a preamble to the supplication and prepares the supplicant for praying and imploring Allah to be ready to supplicate and entreat Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed this first stage in details in the previous episodes. The second stage is the one in which Imam alayhi salam names those wasail, those means, by which he seeks refuge to Allah. To our knowledge, there are four means. We mentioned those four means shortly in the previous episode, and now we'll have a look at them, each of them, in details. The first means is the previous mercy of the Almighty Allah towards His creatures, the previous grace of Almighty Allah, and His love for them. Imam alayhi salam says, O you who have gave rise to my creation, to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to goodness toward me, and to my nourishment, bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity and your previous goodness to me. The second means is our love for him, our confession of his unity and oneness. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Can you see yourself tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your unity? After your cognition my heart has embraced, your remembrance my tongue has constantly mentioned, and your love to which my mind has clung, after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, humble before your lordship. The third means, dear listeners, is our weakness in resisting the punishment, the thinness of our skins, and the frailty of our bones. You know my weakness, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, before a little of this world's tribulations and punishments. فَكَيْفَ احْتِمَالِي لِبَلَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ Even though it is a tribulation whose stay is short, whose subsistence is but little, whose period is but fleeting, how can I endure the tribulations of the next world and the great ordeals that occur within it? O Allah, my Lord, my Master, my Protector, for which things would I complain to you? For which of them would I lament and weep? For the pain and severity of the chastisement? Or for the length and period of tribulation? The fourth means is the seeking of refuge by a slave who has fled from his master, who has disobeyed him, and his asking and calling upon him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for help when he has no way and does not find any refuge except with his master. The Imam Ali alayhi salam illustrates this means remarkably with these words. So by your might, my master and my protector, I swear sincerely, أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا لَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا If you leave me with speech, I will lament to you with the lamentation of the hopeful from amidst of the fire's inhabitants. لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ With the lamentation of the hopeful. I will cry to you with the cry of those crying for help. I will weep to you with the weeping of the bereft. And I will call upon you. Where are you, O the helper of the believers? O the goal of the hopes of the knowers? O the helper of those who seek assistance? O beloved of the hearts of the sincere. Now, by putting forth these four means, the second stage of this prayer comes to the end. The supplicant sought recourse to Allah with these four means in order for him to be able to stand before Allah, supplicating and beseeching Him.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Ya Allah.
Zalamtu nafsi, Ya Mawlai.
Zalamtu nafsi.
واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي
قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي
واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي
واشدد على العزيمة
Now, let us enter together with Imam Ali alayhi salam in the third stage of the prayer. In this final stage, Imam Ali alayhi salam presents his needs to Allah one after another. These needs begin from the low point related to the petitioner and his actions, and end at the climax where the supplicant aspires and craves the infinite mercy of his master. At the lowest point, we say, O Allah, O my master, I beseech you to forgive me on this night and at this hour every offense I have committed. كُلَّ ذَنْبٍ أَذْنَبْتُ Every sin I have perpetrated, every ugly thing I have concealed. At the culmination of needs, we say, And make me among the most excellent of your slaves in share with you, the nearest of them in station to you, and the most elected of them in proximity to you. It is worthy of note here that those wishes which the Imam Ali alayhi salam presents before Allah through these phrases can be actually classified into four other kinds that we will, God willing, mention in the next episode. But the point is that this is the whole general frame of the supplication of Kumail. The first stage is a preamble, prepares the grounds for the servant to stand before Allah. The second stage is the one in which the Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the means by which he seeks recourse to Allah. And the third one is the different needs of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of the true servant, presented to the Almighty Allah. We will have a look at these kinds of needs that Imam alayhi salam presents before Allah in the next episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a question. And this question is about repentance. And specifically, we want to ask, when is repentance accepted? Or how do you know that the repentance that you made, that you performed, it was accepted by God? Because, you know, we don't get a letter from God that says, hey, you know, you have been forgiven. So how do we really know that we've been forgiven? Or what is the criteria that we can use to assess whether our repentance has been accepted? You know, this is a question that we can find the answer to in the Quran and also the Hadith. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, "But acceptance of repentance is not for those who go on committing misdeeds." So it kind of indicates the fact that if you continue in your misdeeds, your repentance, it won't be accepted. In continuation, Allah says, "When death approaches any of them, he says, I repent now. Nor is it for those who die while they are faithless." At the time of death, apparently, repentance has not been, it will not be accepted, and it's not acceptable. Also, we have some hadiths which indicate certain conditions for the acceptance of repentance. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "A man who repents before he sees the angel of death, Allah will accept his repentance." This kind of indicates the fact that at the time of death, again, that repentance is not acceptable. What is more, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following, "When the soul reaches this," and he pointed to his throat, there will not remain a chance to repent for the knowledgeable man. But there will remain a chance for the ignorant one." This indicates the fact that there's an exception to this general rule. And if it was a person, knowingly he committed sins and knowingly he disbelieved, then this person's repentance, it won't be accepted at the time of death. But if the person, he was ignorant, and then at the time of death, he kind of learns that he was wrong, then maybe this person's, his repentance, even if it's at the time of death, it will be accepted. What is more, Imam Ridha alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, the Imam was asked about the reason for Allah's drowning the Pharaoh after he believed in him and attested to his oneness. He replied, "Because he believed after he saw the wrath of Allah. And belief at such a time is not accepted." Right, so I guess the general theme is, you know, and this goes back to